Good morning, this is Brother Steve again with Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I just want to continue with the theme that we were looking at this week. And I want to start out with the theme verses, which is Luke chapter 16, verse 10 through 12. And he talks about faithfulness in the little things. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And the idea here is to be faithful in the little things and how God uses little things to test us before he asks us to do anything big for him. And it especially talks about mammon here, which would be just the things of this world or money or whatever. And God is able to use those that are faithful with their money. So this morning we want to talk about Moses and see how God used little things to break Moses to get him to the place where he could use him to do one of the greatest tasks that God ever asked a man to do. And that was to lead a stubborn and rebellious people out of the land of Egypt and take them to the land of Canaan. And so we're going to start off with it goes to Exodus chapter 2. We're not going to read a lot out of the scripture here, but just a few verses here and there, and then I'll read some things out of the New Testament too. Oftentimes what the New Testament has to say about an Old Testament character will shed some light on some things that the Old Testament doesn't say. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 8 is the account where Pharaoh's daughter commissions Moses' mother to take care of him until he's old enough. It says, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And Moses' sister asked if she should go find a Hebrew nurse for the baby after she found him in the river. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. And here we see that Moses' mother was able to actually nurse him and keep him there for a while. It doesn't say how long. It doesn't say how old he was. We could make some assumptions. He probably wasn't very old. He might have been, maybe a few years, and maybe as many as 6 years or something like that. But one thing I want to note here is the fact that in those few years that she had with her son Moses before he went to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter, Moses' mother took the opportunity to teach this little boy about God, and this to the point where this never left him all the days of his life. And we will see as he grew up, and later, if we go back to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 through 26, says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto recompense of the reward. So here we see that something that his mother taught him put something inside of him that he said, I would rather suffer reproach with the people of God than enjoy these temporary riches in Egypt. And so we see later on in that same chapter, Moses grows up, and it doesn't give us much of his growing up years, but it tells us that verse 11, it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren, and he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together, and he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. And then because of that, Moses had to flee from Pharaoh. Pharaoh wanted to kill him because of that he had killed the Egyptian. And here Moses grew up, and it seems like God had called him. Moses had this sense of God's calling on his life, and so he went out, and he was going to get the business and get the job done. So he goes out, and he kills this Egyptian, and it gets found out, and Moses has to flee. And here we see that as Moses was trying to do this before God's time, before God was ready for it, with it for him, and it did not work out. And if we go to Acts chapter 7, verse 22 and 20-25 is the account where Stephen is recounting the patriarch story, the story of Moses and their fathers there. Acts chapter 7, verse 22 to 25. Hang on, got the wrong page here. All right. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt, of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And so, because of that, he had to flee. Moses thought that his brethren would understand that God had called him to deliver them, but they didn't understand. God wasn't ready to use Moses. And another thing I think it's important to understand here is that Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and it says that he was mighty in words and in deeds. And that's pretty noteworthy there because of what we'll read later about Moses when God actually was ready to use him. And it's just an example here of how the world's wisdom and the world's education does not qualify us for God's ministry. But God has a school that he will put the ministers through, his servants through, to prepare them for ministry. And we'll look a little bit at the school that God used for Moses. Moses, because of this incident with the Egyptian that he killed, he had to flee. And so he went into the land of Midian, and there he met Jethro's, the priest of Midian's daughters, and they were out there trying to give water to the flocks, and they were being harassed by other shepherds, and so Moses stepped in and helped them, and anyway, through all that, he was brought into Jethro's house and was given one of Jethro's daughters as a wife. So anyway, I was just looking for here. I'm not sure I can find it. But anyway, but here Moses, God put Moses into the desert to teach him. And this was the school that Moses had, and he was for 40 years. He took care of the flock for his father-in-law, and maybe I had that wrong. It looks like he came to rule their father. I might have had that name wrong, but anyway. So for 40 years he took care of the sheep for his father, and he had to learn to herd the sheep. And it's interesting that in the Bible, sheep are God's people are often referred to as sheep, and so that's what God used to train his servant Moses. And then we come to the place where Moses sees the burning bush, and finally God is ready. Before this, Moses thought he was going to deliver the children of Israel, but then when God said, came and wanted him to go, chapter 4, verse 10, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." Now Moses, before Moses thought he could do it, but now he changed his mind. Moses was not ready, Moses didn't think he could do it, and now God was ready to use him. Because Moses was humbled, 40 years serving his father-in-law, and now it says that he's slow of speech and of a slow tongue, where before it said that he was mighty in word. And so we see that God used this difficult situation, 40 years of serving in the wilderness, to break Moses of his own will, of his own ability. And then once Moses was completely broken, God could use him. And later, another place it says that Moses was the meekest man on earth. So even in our lives, when God takes us through difficult situations, and you know, we have dreams and visions of great ministry for God and whatever, oftentimes God will take us to the desert. And we will wonder what's going on, and what happened with our visions, and what happened with the calling that God has given us. But God has to take us to his training camp first, take us through school. May we learn to be faithful in the little things, and God will give us great things to do in his kingdom. God bless you.